Spending News. It's 15th day of April, 2024, right here on RBN Live, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. So much to report. Prior to the event, Netanyahu was vowing to harm anyone who would attack Israel. Truth Seeker was reporting it. Netanyahu, this was April 12th. Netanyahu is fully aware Israel faces a growing problem with Iran. However, unlike Gaza, Israel cannot deal with the Iranian problem alone. Netanyahu needs U.S. help. That's because the Ayatollah has made developing a formidable air defense network a priority. He knew the day would come when Iran would need a good air defense network. That time has come. And Iran's air defenses are not something Israel can handle by itself. That, we suspect, was the reasoning behind the attack on Iran's consulate in Damascus, a calculated provocation intended to elicit a bloody response so they could draw in the United States. Here's an important story that we may have missed, to wit, that Russia has placed forces along the border with Israel in Lebanon and Syria. New Russian military post along Israel-Syria border. Putin message, new Russian troops near the Golan Heights. Russia raises stakes with moves along Israel's border. Putin's new move, a scary message to Netanyahu. Russia makes bold move in Syria's Golan Heights after Israel's attack on Iran's consulate. I think he's telegraphing Russia is not going to stay out if Israel were to attack Iran. Meanwhile, here's a nice military summary. We'll listen to a part of this. Check it out.
And this video, we're going to discuss Iranian strike on the territory of Israel with significant number of drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. As you know, on the night of from 13th on the 14th of April, the Iran launched a very powerful attack, and that was like the response to Israel attack on Damascus on the, let's say, some buildings and diplomatic consul building of Iran. And the Iranians called the evening operation the Faithful Promise. The sources associated with the Shiite axis claim that the Iranian attack consists of three phases: launching the, let's say, drones from Iran, launching drones of missiles from the axis countries like Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and Yemen to make it difficult for the Israel air defense systems, and launching cruise missiles and ballistic missiles. So a lot of questions, a lot of videos, a lot of geolocations, lots of very interesting things. And today with this video, I would like to discuss with you and to receive probably the answer to the most important question: what is going to be next? What is going to be next? Okay, first, let's start. Before the beginning of the operation, most of the countries in the regions blocked their closed their airspace. We know that Egypt closed its airspace. We know that, the Syria closed its airspace, Lebanon closed its airspace, Israel closed its airspace, and of course, Iran itself closed its airspace. And there were some doubts about the behavior of the country by the name of Jordan, because we know that the Western countries, United States of America, could use the territory of Jordan for air defense and probably for counterattacks on the territory of Iran. So the Minister of Defense of Iran, before the situation started, stated that any country that opens its airspace or territory to target Iran and help Israel will face Iran's decisive response. So that's why we haven't received any reports whether the Jordan was involved in the situation. The only thing we have, that Jordan declares a nationwide state of emergency. So once again, as we discussed, Iran were using significant number of different types of weapons, missiles and drones. And the most important, Iran was using significant number of types of carriers. The Iran was attacking the Israeli with ballistic missiles ground to ground, surface to surface, right? So on this video, for example, we can see the Iranian missiles heading on the territory of Israel. The sources reported that Iranians were using also the ships and the Navy fleet to attack the territory of Israel. The only thing we haven't received whether the Iranian forces were using aircraft, like strategic aviation, like the Russians were using like 22 to 116s when attacking Ukraine. We haven't seen something like this from the territory of Iran, from Iranian side. So this is very interesting. The Israeli, from their side, also were using different types of air defense. The Israeli forces, for example, were using F-16s aircrafts with the air-to-air missiles to bring down and to destroy the Iranian drones and Iranian, cruise and ballistic missiles. Also, United Kingdom was helping Israeli with air defense. There was a report that British fighter jets took off from Cyprus to intercept UAVs and missiles launched from Iran towards Israel. As we know, the United States of America wasn't involved in that situation, so that was basically more or less, plus minus, the conflict. The entire situation was just a game between Israeli, Iran, and Iranian proxies, like territory of Syria, territory of Iraq, and territory of Yemen. So, once again, the question is, what is going to be next? Before we continue, a few things that we haven't seen during the previous night. And this is very important. From this perspective, you might say that this is not important, but this is the most important thing. You know that during the previous night, there were no clashes on the ground. There were no, offensive operations, storming of the cities, sabotage operations, explosions, terrorist attacks. So there were no ground operation. So basically, that was a missile war. And when talking about missile war, there is just one option, just one, end of this operation. Who has more missiles is winning this war. So we can say the main answer to question who's going to win faster, if the conflict continues, who's going to win the conflict, is the question, is the answer to the question who has more missiles, either missiles and drones and different types of attack weapon. Either Iranians have more drones and ballistic and cruise missiles, or the Israeli has more air defense missiles. So this is very simple, and so that's why both countries, either Israel and Iranians, try to show and to present the best work of air defense from the Israeli side and missile attack and drone strike from Iranian side. And
let me just add, I think in this case, in terms of the equation, who has more missiles, Iran to attack Israel or Israel to defend itself, reports coming from the scene as it was taking place were saying Israel was depleting its ability to fend off the air attack. So I think the weight of the evidence favors Iran. He used hundreds of drones. He struck significant targets. I'm going to continue. Meanwhile, Biden told Netanyahu it's a win and that the United States won't back retaliation. Get this. Very significant. U.S. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a phone call Saturday, Washington will not support an Israeli retaliatory attack for Iran's drone and missile assault on the Jewish state, citing a senior White House official, Axios reported. Iran fired more than 300 missiles and unmanned aerial vehicles from its territory toward Israel on Saturday night in what Iran said was retaliation for the April 1st killing of several IRGC officers in Syria by Israel. United States and other countries helped Israel shoot down the projectiles, which amounted to a 99% success rate, according to the IDF. American military forces alone intercepted over 100 airborne threats. You got to win. Take the win. Biden told Netanyahu, according to the official, amid fears of a regional war, should Jerusalem respond? Well, here we have a claim. Netanyahu asserts success in defeating the Iranian attack following the advice of Biden. The Israeli military said it shot down more than 99% of over 300 drones and missiles launched by Tehran. Israel has successfully repelled a huge Iranian drone and missile attack launched overnight, PM Netanyahu said. His comments come after the Israeli military claimed to have intercepted 99% of the incoming aerial objects. Iran launched an extensive barrage on the Jewish state over the weekend, which the IDF said included more than 300 missiles of various types and kamikaze drones. attack came in retaliation for what Iran claimed was an Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Damascus earlier that killed several senior Iranian military officers. On Sunday, in its first public comment since the attack, Netanyahu issued a brief message claiming success in repelling the onslaught. "We intercepted, we blocked, together we will win," he wrote on X, formerly Twitter. Those remarks were echoed by the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, who insisted that Israel, the U.S., and its partners thwarted this attack in a way that is unparalleled. He also said the attack helped the world to see the true face of Iran, which he described as a terrorist state. Of course, what else will he say? Here is a report. This is what really happened. 44 Mossad operatives killed at Nevatim Air Base. This is the one that counts. Intelligence community sources confirmed the following battle damage information after the Iranian retaliation against Israel, which took place last night. Iran fired 185 drones. All 185 were either shot down or otherwise crashed en route to its targets. Iran fired 36 cruise missiles. All 36 were shot down. Iran fired 110 ballistic missiles. 103 were shot down. 7 got through and impacted Israel. Those 7 ballistic missiles that got through and impacted were all hypersonic. A particular hypersonic which got through were the ones pictured here, the Fatah 1. Not one was shot down. At the bottom of the specs above, accuracy points out these missiles have maneuverability to cross missile shield. Clearly, that capability worked last night. As a result, 2 Israeli air bases sustained significant damage. And Nevatim Air Base in the Negev Desert, hangar to Israel's F-35 stealth aircraft and Mossad spy aircraft. At least 44 Mossad were killed. At least 44 Mossad were killed. Here we have a view of it. You can actually see these missiles getting through and striking. They're very substantial explosions where they hit. This was a massive success for Iran, as I'm going to explain now in detail. What was accomplished here? Iran used a massive number of these very inexpensive, very cheap little drones to draw a whole lot of very expensive anti-aircraft coming from the Israeli defense and even from F-35s and other aircraft, including UK. Those are expensive anti-aircraft missiles that drones are cheap. They managed to discover which type of their drones, these hypersonic, are successful in penetrating the Israeli defenses. That has to cause the IDF grave concern. The people of Israel are petrified. There are reports of thousands fleeing Israel. Cyprus is overwhelmed. They're getting the hell out. Psychologically, this has had a massive impact on the population there in Israel, which is heretofore supposed it was secure, including, of course, touting, exaggerating the capabilities of the so-called Iron Dome. What has happened, therefore, is that Iran has managed to discover exactly how it can best penetrate Israeli defensive and inflict serious damage. If Israel were to respond, and while Netanyahu is making these statements that it was a great win for Israel, actually it was a catastrophic defeat, there are also reports that he and his cabinet are plotting an attack upon Iran, even without the assistance of the United States. Meanwhile, all the Arab states in the worldwide Islamic community have been invigorated. They've been enthralled. They are overjoyed that finally something is being done to call Israel into account. And while it wasn't a direct response to the slaughter in Gaza, it was instead a direct response to the attack on Iranian territory because embassies and consulates around the world on land that belongs to the sovereign nations they represent, it appears to have been a failure from Netanyahu's point of view, especially because the United States is not falling for it. There's going to be much more to take place, but in my judgment, this was a stunning success for Iran. Meanwhile, as RT is reporting, punishment of Israel completed Tehran. Notice, by the way, how measured and proportionate this was. This wasn't an all-out assault. It wasn't on civilian populations. It was on military, especially these two airports that appear to have been involved in the attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Very appropriate. Very wise. I'm tremendously impressed. Iran's top military has promised a more extensive response in case of future attacks by West Jerusalem. Iran has no intention of continuing its military operation against Israel, which included massive drone and massive strikes over the weekend. The chief of staff of the armed forces, Major General Mohammad Begin, has said on Saturday night, Iran launched an extensive barrage on the Jewish state, which the IDF estimated to have included more than 300 missiles and kamikaze drones. By the way, I think 7% of 7 out of 300. Yeah, it's going to be close to maybe 2%. So 1%, 99% success rate isn't a gross over-exaggeration. The attack came in retaliation for what Iran claimed to be an Israeli airstrike on Tehran's consulate in Damascus. This actually isn't in debate. It happened. Speaking in the wake of the attack Sunday, Bagheri explained the reason for the attack was the Zionist regime crossed a red line in a way that cannot be tolerated. Israel's action, the general added, could not have gone unanswered. The supreme leader also said this punishment could be carried out, and thank God, the operation was carried out with the efforts of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the help of other armed forces. I regard this as a spectacular success for Iran. Meanwhile, Gulf states had also told the United States they were not welcome to use their land to launch strikes on Iran. This is from Middle East Eye. How totally appropriate. Another reason why the United States would have been reluctant to engage with Israel on attack on Iran. Gulf monarchies are questioning U.S. basing agreements as a brace for Iranian retaliation against Iran. This was even before the attack took place. Gulf monarchies are urging the U.S. not to use American military bases on their territory to strike in response to any potential Iranian attack on Israel. Remember, they could see the drones coming. Israel had about 2 hours to prepare its air defenses to ensure everything that was going on was in place that they could do to protect themselves. Scott Ritter has observed that the IDF is losing the war and won't survive Iran's retaliation. Well, they're surviving now because it was very limited. Let's hear a few words of Scott Ritter, and this was, of course, in advance of the attack.
Ben-Gvir was forcing Netanyahu to attack Rafah. That if he's not attacking Rafah, he's not going to be prime minister.
Right back after this. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Information Liberation has a report dated 13 April 2024 that shows you can't put one over on Joe Biden. President Joe Biden personally expressed concern Saturday night that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to drag America into a war with Iran, NBC News reports. Who would have thought? From NBC News, in the days leading up to Iran's retaliatory attack on Israel, U.S. intelligence showed that Iran's leaders felt the need to respond to Israel's strike in Damascus due to concern of domestic blowback if the strike went unanswered, according to a senior administration official. Biden has privately expressed concern that Netanyahu is trying to drag the U.S. more deeply into a broader conflict, according to three people familiar with his comments. One's inclined to say, no shit, Dick Tracy. Meanwhile, Iran has released more footage of the strike and its effects coming from the South Front. This is, of course, just a super side. Here's a 49-second clip. Let's see what we have here.
יש פגיעה משתיים, המטרה עובדה.
ארבע סיכר על המטרה המזרחית ביותר.
Of course, you'll only see that in the video version posted on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. There are additional reports that Israel is using backhoes to dig holes in the desert and claim those were the effects of the attack, when the damage was actually far more serious. Now, here we have a deep fake clip of John Bolton, who's been a war hawk. He's wanted war with Iran from the beginning, but it contains obscenities. I find it hilarious and want to share it, but I'm just warning. For the next 30 seconds, if you don't want to hear something obscene, close your ears. Here is the guy. I'll turn it up and play it from the beginning.
I don't mean just Israel, but it's...
Here he goes.
Oh, I'm absolutely ecstatic about this war breaking out in the Middle East. They need to bomb them all.
Wow.
What? I don't mean just Israel, but Iran, too. Whatever it takes to get my Raytheon stock to skyrocket. Look, this helps our economy when we're able to put American workers back on assembly lines. And as for your second question, many people have wondered why I've kept such a well-maintained mustache over the years. And the truth might be hard to swallow for some, but not for me. It's a flavor saver for after I'm done sucking my own dick.
Sorry about that for those who have sensitive ears. Meanwhile, protesters gather outside a billionaire's Jerusalem home where the prime minister moved because it has a bomb shelter beneath it. Get this, from Times of Israel. Tens of thousands of Israelis are attending protests against the government in various locations throughout the country. A few dozen stand near the gated luxury mansion on Jerusalem's Crisp Street, stoned by American billionaire Simon Falk, a friend of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where the Prime Minister is said to be staying as of this weekend, and which reportedly has a nuclear shelter. You're the head of government. You're responsible, call the protesters. We're told by border police officers to stand behind the fencing set up outside of the mansion. Meanwhile, Iranian officials threaten the United States should it participate in retaliation on Israel. Iranian officials threaten U.S. not to retaliate to its attack on Israel, not to intervene in the escalating conflict. From Epic News, Iran Sunday warned Israel and the United States it would carry out a larger attack if either country retaliates against Tehran's overnight missile and drone attack, seeing that U.S. military bases would be in the crosshairs. Iran launched explosive drones and shot missiles at Israel late Saturday in what's been described as its first direct attack on Israel. The Islamic regime has said the attack was warranted after Israel bombed a Syrian compound in early April that left 7 members of the Revolutionary Guard Corps dead. Another reason, by the way, the United States does not want to become involved with Iran in a strike is because it could close the Straits of Hormuz. And what would happen then would be terrible. It would cut off the flow of oil to the West. The United States would be severely handicapped. So there's that aspect of this that is self-serving. Meanwhile, Mac Blumenthal, and I'll be right back.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S. I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Enjoying a pretty good reputation for his reporting, but here's one I think he got completely wrong. He's claiming that America Firsters favor genocide. Who in their right mind favors genocide? This was with Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, my schedule and coming here today and sharing your thoughts with us. Were you surprised at all by the revelations in the article by Yuval Abraham on the Israeli use of AI with programs Lavender Gospel, Where's My Daddy, intended to maximize destruction of innocence?
Well, this is an article in the Israeli 972 mag, which exists in the, I guess, to the far left in the Israeli spectrum, by an author who is, I think, an Israeli veteran who had access to Israeli military intelligence officials who were speaking on background about these systems that they're using for targeting. And this is actually the second in the series. The first was about this system called the Gospel, which formulated so many targets so rapidly after October 7th that the Israeli military didn't even have time to vet them. And then we learned more in this Lavender series that Israel uses a system called Where's Daddy? In order to locate what they see as what this system determines to be terrorists at home, which makes them the most vulnerable. They can guarantee that they'll get them. And when they're at home, it's at night when they're sleeping with their entire family, which is why we're seeing so many families wiped off the civil registry and just entire cities bombarded. But who does this AI system determine to be a terrorist? Anyone who could plausibly be affiliated with Hamas, which is like determining that anyone during the Biden administration is affiliated with the Democratic Party, a Democratic Party voter, someone who works for the municipality of Houston. These are plumbers, just common people, and they're being obliterated along with their entire family. So it's AI, robotic genocide. Basically, Israel has become Skynet. And as I said last week, we have to ask questions about whether companies like Amazon and Jeff Bezos are providing cloud space for all of this data.
Simply excellent. That was simply excellent. But obviously, America first, or Trump's a non-interventionist. He believes we should not get engaged in wars unless our national interest is directly at stake. I want to hear him say something denouncing the genocide, and I'm very concerned that what he has said so far doesn't go that far. Meanwhile, we have the Trump hug heard around the world. This is during a visit to Chick-fil-A. Pretty damn interesting. He got a big hug from a young black woman, which is rather parallel to a hug he got from an old black woman in 2016 prior to 2020. And the report is suggesting there are parallels here. It's going to be a grand slam for Trump. Well, not if the Democrats didn't do anything about it. Get this. Trump dropped bombshell letter from Stormy Daniels, as you're all no doubt aware, his first criminal trial is taking place right now in New York City. They're selecting the jury. Trump discovered a letter from 2018 Stormy Daniels sent, saying which should be the end of this other nonsense of what's going place. Listen to it. Here's what it says. To whom it may concern. Official statement of Stormy Daniels, January 30th, 2018. Over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many years ago. The focus of the matter is that each party to the alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, has been reported in overseas owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram or at the Stormy Daniels. Thank you, signed Stormy Daniels. We even have a copy of the letter Trump put up on Social Truth. Now, let me comment. In a discussion about this on my show earlier today on Revolution Radio, Frank from New York called in to ask a very appropriate question. If there was nothing to it, why was Stormy paid, what, $140 million in hush money? And my answer now, which hadn't crossed my mind at the time, is because Michael Cohen, his attorney, paid the money without Trump's authorization and was setting Trump up. Think about it. Michael Cohen is a sleazebag. We all know that. He could effortlessly be bribed to set up Trump by making a payment that wasn't warranted under the law, for which he had no obligation. Now, bear in mind, the Federal Election Commission and the Department of Justice have already investigated this case and found there was nothing to it, and it didn't warrant prosecution. So what's going on is another sham story. Here's a report from Politico, by the way. Amusing in ways, a porn star, a president, and a publisher named Pecker, the key potential witnesses at Trump's criminal trial. Politico. Donald Trump first criminal trial scheduled to begin Monday is set to feature a famous cast of characters on the witness stand. That's because the felony charges against a former president center on a well-trodden sequence of salacious events. Trump's affair with porn star Stormy Daniels, hush money payments to prevent Daniels from going public on the eve of the 2016 election, and the alleged scheme to falsify records tied to those payments. But even though the allegations are widely known, some of those most intimately involved have never spoken about them publicly. Beyond the episode involving Daniels, prosecutors may introduce evidence of two lesser-known efforts by Trump or people operating on his behalf to suppress negative stories about him during the 2016 campaign. Now, bear in mind, it's already been investigated by the FEC. It's already been investigated by the DOJ. There's nothing to it. This is one more fraudulent effort. We're going to be following this as it unfolds. But this is clearly an attempt to smear Trump to interfere with the election at 2024. That's all the Democrats can do because he is cleaning their clock. They are totally unscrupulous. They have no respect for the Constitution, no respect for the rule of law. They're going to use any advantage they can, no matter how corrupt, no matter how disrespectful of the rule of law, in order to continue their abuse of the American people and their destruction of America. Meanwhile, sad to say, even retired admirals and generals can perform corrupt acts. 19 retired generals and admirals filed Supreme Court brief against Trump immunity bid. Now, this is from Zero Hedge. You have to understand, presidents of the United States are making decisions that are disaffect about half the population every time. Lyndon Johnson was emphatic about it. He knew every time he makes a decision about half the people are upset with him. So, president, therefore, to avoid no end of litigation and prosecution, must be immune from actions taken in the performance of their duties. That's the case, on the one hand, with the classified documents, and on the other, with the alleged election interference, including January 6th, claims of incitement of an insurrection, which are rubbish from the beginning. Because Trump, and in relation to Biden, the classified doc case could not be more clear-cut. As president, he had the authority to declassify documents. He had a standing order, and documents he took were automatically declassified. He had a safe, a secure vault that was approved by both the National Archives and the FBI to retain those documents at Mar-a-Lago. Biden, none of the above. Vice President, do not have declassification authority. Any classified documents he had were violations of the law. He did not have a secure vault. He had them even in cardboard boxes, some in his garage with his beloved Corvette. The situation is about as absurd as it could be. Thus, President Trump lawyers have contended the president's office cannot function without immunity from the threat of prosecution, because it could incapacitate every future president with de facto blackmail and extortion while in office, condemn him to years of post-office trauma at the hands of political opponents. Arguing such a phenomenon is playing out right now after the former president was indicted multiple times last year. They are right, 100%. Meanwhile, get this, if you want further proof that this guy is really on top of it. Biden says his administration is looking into whether he could close the border. You mean 3 years into after 6 million illegals, he's now asking whether he could secure the border, where we know the answer to the question. Absolutely. The Biden admin Congress and state authorities have clashed on border policy for years now. Millions of migrants have entered the U.S. since Biden took office, prompting controversy about how to address the situation. GOP lawmakers have called on the president to enact stricter policies, including some who've taken matters into their own hands by attempting to impeach Homeland Secretary Mayorkas. In a recent interview, Biden made a surprising statement. The president told Enrico Acevedo of Univision, that's a Spanish network, the administration is looking into whether he could unilaterally shut down the border if he needs to. Biden said some advisors have suggested just go ahead and try it. And if he gets shut down by the court, he gets shut down by the court. However, the president said yet decided whether to issue an executive order on the matter and refused to commit to any action. Of course not. They're not going to shut down the border. That's part and policy of their project to destroy America. By polluting the population, they're going to put a lot of these people into swing states. They're going to deny the necessity to have a citizen proof of citizenship before you vote. This is an elaborate plan. You can't believe a thing these people say. Meanwhile, this is very curious. Turns out Biden could be left off the ballot in three different states. How can that happen? Ohio, Alabama, and Washington election officials have revealed Biden could be left off the election ballot due to date conflicts with the Democrat National Committee's nominating convention and state ballot deadlines. Thursday, the director of elections in Washington State wrote a letter warning the DNC chair the deadline for ballot certification under state law falls on August 20th, the day after the DNC convenes in Chicago to nominate their presidential and vice presidential selections. Alabama and Ohio secretaries of state have also warned the DNC Biden is in danger of not being on their ballot, too, due to the same issue. Well, that's very interesting, especially because I don't believe Biden is actually going to be their candidate. Meanwhile, I believe they're going to be replaced before the convention by, my best guess, Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama. Meanwhile, anti-Trump groups are quietly planning for a deepfake election crisis. This is well worth your consideration. Do you trust that if a crisis develops, the people behind the deepfake dilemma won't use it as an opportunity to benefit Joe Biden? Dozens of prominent U.S. and state government officials, advocacy groups, and executives from big tech companies gathered in New York last month to participate in an important simulated election exercise. The war game exercise imagined a fictional crisis, in which AI-generated photos and videos are released on social media immediately before the 24 election. Images appear to show election officials in Florida dumping ballots in an apparent attempt to manipulate the outcome of the election. They include phone calls to elderly voters in Arizona featuring AI-generated voices, asking elderly voters to stay away from polling centers due to threat from radical militia groups. Don't believe they won't do this. That's entirely possible. Meanwhile, Kid Rock says Trump's winning. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, you ain't from Michigan. Here's another. The Rock causing a liberal meltdown by saying he won't endorse Biden. On the other hand, you have actor Alan Ritchson insulting Trump, calling Christians a vitriolic tribe, Trump a rapist and a con man. Stunning. Meanwhile, Tom Fitt reports a major electoral victory for the left doesn't know what to do, reports Judicial Watch. I'm a big fan of this guy. Let's hear what he's got to say.
How to kill all mosquitoes in the area in 90 seconds?
Yeah, simple, but really a trick
you can do tonight to look.
There's one simple sugar hack.
They're stacking one ad on top of another. Unbelievable.
Hey, everyone. Huge victory. Pennsylvania Appellate Court, the Third Circuit that oversees Pennsylvania, the federal court, upheld a Pennsylvania state law that requires ballots mailed in to be in an envelope with a date on it. And the left wanted to be able to count ballots that didn't have a date on the envelope, contrary to state law. And the appellate court said, no, you can't do that. It's perfectly legitimate to require that rule, and certainly election integrity is advanced through this basic measure. Of course, the left doesn't like election integrity because they want to be able to steal elections. So this is a major victory for those of us who want fairer and cleaner elections, certainly in the state of Pennsylvania. What's also interesting about the case is that the decision suggests that counties that counted ballots without a date on the envelope in 2020 did so unlawfully up there in Pennsylvania. So it raises more questions about the 2020 election.
Good guy. Good guy, Tom Fitton. More to come. Meanwhile, further, judge upholds Georgia voter citizenship verification requirement. Again, from the Epoch Times. This is another very important development. Ensuring that only U.S. citizens vote in our elections is critically important to secure an accurate election. Be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know I need someone. Help! Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Here we have nine more stories you can sort out at your leisure, since I give links to all of them, both at RBN and my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Tom Fitton again, FBI is irredeemably corrupt, no doubt about it. Here's a nice illustration. Trump-hating former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe finally comes clean after years of lying. says the Carter Page FISA application is spying on Trump was wrong and a mistake. But the House nevertheless has voted to extend a warrantless spying power by making themselves the members of Congress exempt. To hell with that. There's a looming move to dump the Speaker of the House because he's abandoned pledges he made to the Freedom Caucus that put him in that position. I hope they succeed, but we need to have a better replacement, not worse. Jim Jordan might be the man. Meanwhile, former U.S. ambassador sent to 15 years for serving as a secret agent for Cuba. Congress introduces ADL-backed Countering Anti-Semitism Act to police online speech. I'll come back to that. Very, very bad. Meanwhile, Bernie's office fire. Malicious plotter damned by the feds. J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter series, indicates she won't forgive Daniel Radcliffe or Emma Watson for their pro-trans statements. J.K. Rowling could be imprisoned for misgendering trans people under a new law. This is so absurd. They got a man who calls himself a woman, and if you don't call him a woman, his preferred pronouns, you could go to jail. I mean, this is just a reduction to absurdity. Meanwhile, violent home intruder handcuffed an 85-year-old woman. She grabbed her 357 Magnum and shot him dead, Idaho police reports. Go back to this ADL-backed move, information liberation, a very good sign. A bipartisan pair of AIPAC-funded senators have introduced a new bill backed by the Anti-Defamation League aimed at silencing criticism of Jews in Israel and policing America's online speech. The bill comes as Israel is committing an active genocide in Palestine with U.S.-supplied bombs and inducing a man-made famine in Gaza. The Countering Anti-Semitism Act is the most far-reaching anti-Semitism initiative to be introduced into Congress, ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt said Thursday. It offers a smart, bipartisan, whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to combating this hatred and protecting Jews around the country. Yes, protecting Israel from criticism for genocide. I'll be back to take your call.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.